This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Popular demonstrations against Myanmar's military regime were held for the third consecutive day on Monday. The continued protests happening 1 week after the junta detained Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of the elected civilian government. Tens of thousands of people jammed the streets of many of Myanmar's major cities, including the capital, Naypyidaw, and the main commercial city of Yangon. Demonstrators held signs saying, "Save Myanmar, we want democracy," as well as photographs of Suu Kyi. Police used water cannons to disperse protesters in Naypyidaw. The demonstrations entered a new phase on Monday as civil servants, railway employees, teachers, and workers in other sectors began a nationwide strike. Internet service was restored Sunday, a day after it had been cut off, which allowed citizens to live stream and post videos on social media of various protests taking part across Myanmar. Haitian President Jovenel Moïse announced police had foiled a coup attempt Sunday, making more than 20 arrests. Haitians woke Sunday to gunfire in areas near the National Palace, and a high police presence was seen by VOA Creole reporters on the scene. At midday, the president surprised the nation by going live on Facebook to announce the foiled coup attempt and the arrests. Moïse has said he will serve another year because he was sworn in 2017 for a 5-year term. But the nation's opposition party says the president's term should have ended Sunday, February 7th, the date set by the Constitution when elected presidents are sworn into office. This is VOA News.